بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن قال الله عز وجل وإذا لقوا الذين آمنوا قالوا آمنا وإذا خلا بعضهم إلى بعض قالوا أتحدثونهم بما فتح الله عليكم ليحاجوكم به عند ربكم أفلا تعقلون صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we spoke about the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to Bani Israel, Allah says that then your hearts became hardened to the extent that now you will not bring iman. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَفَتَطْمَعُونَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا لَكُمْ. In other words, rub your hands off these Yahud, they will not bring iman because these Yahud, they distort the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But these Yahud were munafiqeen as well. They were hypocrites as well. When they came in the company of the believers, Quran mentions in the current verse, وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا. When they met with the believers, when they came into the company of the believers with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sahaba, قَالُوا آمَنَّا, they said, then listen, we bring iman. We bring iman in Allah, and we bring iman in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, they even reveal to the believers that the Torah discloses the na'at, the description of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned in the Torah. So they say because of that, on account of that, they believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. But these Yahud were munafiqeen, they were hypocrites. Quran mentions, وَإِذَا خَلَى بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ. When some of these Yahud, when they were alone with others, in other words, when they were alone with their ru'asa, with their leaders, قَالُوا أَتُحَدِّثُونَهُمْ, then the leaders would address the followers, the ru'asa will address the atba', the followers, by saying, أَتُحَدِّثُونَهُمْ بِمَا فَتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ. Do you tell them, are you going about informing the believers of that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to you in the Torah, referring to the description of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So do you tell this here to the believers? لِيُحَاجُّكُمْ, so that the believers can argue against you on the day of Qiyamah. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ, do you not have sense? In other words, the ru'asa, the leaders, were telling their followers, what is wrong with you? Why are you telling the believers of such information? Because this information will prove useful for the believers on the day of Qiyamah. The believers will be able to reason with this argument against you on the day of Qiyamah in front of Allah. So, do you not have brains? Will you not reason? أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ, do you not have sense? أَوَلَا يَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, do they not know? Do these Yahud not know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best of what they conceal and what they reveal? In other words, it is immaterial whether you conceal something or you reveal something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best of your actions. That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will requit you for that on the day of Qiyamah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُّونَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا أَمَانِيَّ وَإِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ. Allah says that from among the Yahud, from among the Jews, they are illiterate ones, unlettered ones. Allah says, لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْكِتَابِ, they don't know the Torah at all. إِلَّا أَمَانِي, the only things that they know are fabrications and the falsehood and the lies that are made up by their followers. Allah says, وَإِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ, they are only relying and depending on guesswork. This is the only thing that they follow. This is the only thing that they are making ittiba of, that they follow. And that is making conjectures and assuming things. Allah says, فَوَيْلُ لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابَ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ. Now Allah says, woe be to those people who have written all of those things for them with their own hands and attributed it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, woe be to them. ثُمَّ يَقُولُونَ هَذَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. These Yahud, they write things with their own hands, and then they ascribe it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they attribute it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they say that this is from Allah. In other words, they impute lies against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? All because of one reason. لِيَشْتَرُوا بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا, so that they can purchase by the means of this a meager price of the worldly goods in this dunya. That is all the Yahud want. They want this dunya, the dunya. And up to this day, we see currently that this is only their fikr and their concern and worry. And that is, how can they save and how can they store for themselves this worldly goods in this dunya? Allah says, فَوَيْلُ لَهُمْ مِمَّا كَتَبَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ. Now woe be to them, destruction be to them, مِمَّا كَتَبَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ, because of what their hands have written. وَوَيْلُ لَهُمْ مِمَّا يَكْسِبُونَ, and woe be to them for what they have earned thereby. Then Allah says, وَقَالُوا لَن تَمَسَّنَ النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودًا. The Yahud say that the fire will not touch us except for a few days. Remember, the Yahud, according to their belief, they used to believe that the Sharia of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is not abrogated by the Quran. So they believe that the Sharia of Musa is still continuous. So Allah says that, وَقَالُوا لَن تَمَسَّنَ النَّارُ. These Yahud say that the fire will not touch us. In other words, supposedly we were put into Jahannam for some misdeed of ours, we will be put into Jahannam for only a few days, for accounted days, for a number of days. And after that, we will be removed from Jahannam and we will be put into Jannah again. So they said the fire of Jahannam will not touch us except for a few days. Allah says, tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَعْنِي مِنْ أَيْنَ لَكُمْ هَذَا. On what grounds do you say this? From where did you get this information? قُلْ أَتَّخَذْتُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَهْدًا. Do you have a pledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not go against His pledge and His promise that He made with you? In other words, you do not have such a pledge made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So where did you get this from? That if you are put into Jahannam, you are put only for a few days. أَمْ تَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Or is it that you say about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that which you do not know? So you impute lies against Allah, that Allah told you that you will end, if you have to enter Jahannam for some misdeed, it will be only for a few days. This is the reality of the matter, that you attribute to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that which you do not have any knowledge of. And Allah mentions in the following verse, Allah mentions the principle clearly and plainly. Allah mentions that بَلَى مَنْ كَسَبَ سَيِّئَةً, that all of you Jews, Yahud, will be put into Jahannam forever if you don't turn to Allah in repentance. Allah says, whoever earns a سَيِّئَة in this context means shirk. So whoever makes shirk with Allah, and Allah says at the same time, this person is engulfed with all of his sins. فَأُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ. Allah says he's a mushrik and then he's doing evil deeds over and above that. Allah says such people are the inhabitants and the people of Jahannam. And let it be known to them, هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ, that they will remain in Jahannam forever. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. On the contrary, those believers, Allah says, if they bring iman in Allah and in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and they do righteous deeds, Allah says, let it be known to them that such people are the inhabitants and the people of Jannah, and they shall remain and they shall abide therein forever. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us al-firdaus al-anam.